Fabian. Welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. We're on TuneIn and, of course, live streaming on our website as well. And with a backstage pass, you get it all, man, and you get it forever at philhendryshow.com. Why don't I know about Tesla? Here is an article about Tesla shares hit a record on earning news.
Well, you see, but Nikki just told you about Flipboard. So, good evening, everyone. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Phil was going to introduce us.
And I forgot. Margaret Gray here, Bud Dickman.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. General, how are you?
Well, I'm doing very well, Phil. You don't have to introduce me. I'm fine. I don't have the raging ego. Much saying you do, Margaret.
Well, I've been in entertainment a while.
Yeah, how you doing, Phil?
And Robert Leonard, yeah. Yeah, you've been in entertainment, and General, you don't know about having a raging ego.
Well, I'm not saying that anyone here, present company accepted, is what I should say.
Thank you very much.
I'm not saying, Margaret, that you have a raging, bloated, inflamed ego.
All right, I understand.
I think she gets it, General.
Well, all right, but I want people to know that I am simply speaking for myself, and I don't believe Margaret has a red, swollen, well...
What are you talking about now? It sounded good originally.
No, forgive me.
I think he's been watching too many stories about Pink Eye or something.
Yeah, that's the TV show.
What's the TV show?
What TV show?
Red Eye, Pink Eye.
Red Eye's the TV show. Get a load of him, Pink Eye.
I'm not talking about the Pink Eye show. I'm talking about the... I wish they wouldn't show this woman with no throat.
Oh, that's the poor girl that died of cancer.
Yeah, that's the anti-smoking spot. Okay, General, we'll try to keep the cancer commercials away from you, and you don't have a big ego.
Well, yeah, and I didn't mean to say you have an ego, Margaret, that's swollen and inflamed.
Because it sounds as if my ego is an infected pore.
God!
Yeah, we understand, General. You just don't have to... You're not hung up on having your name mentioned, right?
Not all that much, no. But as I get into this show business thing...
You'll get the hang of it, don't worry. Ego is something that's very easy to slip into. I can assure you of that.
Yeah, but that's talk about her having a flamed-out ego.
Who is her again?
Let's use names here, Bud. Margaret.
Yeah, that's pretty funny, though, you gotta admit.
No, I don't think it's funny when it applies to me. Would you like it if someone said about you, you have an inflamed, pus-filled...
He didn't say that, okay? He didn't say that. He said, and your words were chosen very poorly. Okay,
I'm sorry I brought the whole thing up. Forget it.
Yes, I think you've been... that's what I mean, the pink eye.
Yeah, the pink eye. What's up with that pink eye? Is that guy still on the air? Is Costas still...
Yeah, I think he is.
Costas went back, didn't he? And then he had double pink eye or something. I only know that because I was watching Wendy Williams... And then I saw Bobby Dooley had been watching Wendy Williams, and she tweeted that Wendy Williams... Well, we're going to talk to Bobby Dooley about Wendy Williams. I don't know if that's a big story, but...
Who's Wendy Williams?
She does a talk show on television. What does she want to talk about?
Well, she thinks that Wendy Williams has had... That there's something wrong with her...
There's something wrong with what?
Bobby thinks there's something wrong with Wendy Williams' face, okay?
Well, that's a lot. Boy, get a load of her.
Yeah, you know what? If the shoe fits, I don't know. I think Bobby's a lovely girl, but you could easily say there's something wrong with all of our faces, couldn't you?
I don't necessarily agree with that, but I think Bobby's saying that someone's wrong with her... I think Bobby's saying that someone's wrong with a face, you know?
No, she's saying that there's something wrong with Wendy Williams' face.
Yes. I think her saying that takes a lot of guts. A lot of guts.
All right, well, fortunately, we don't have to talk about that right away. But I was downloading an app here on the old iPhone that's called Flipboard. And I got turned onto this by our close personal friend, Nikki McKee, our technical director on the show. And see, this Flipboard is a beautiful thing.
Cool, make it easy on prepping the show?
Well, yeah, you know, look at this. You got to sign up for Flipboard. So, username, password. I got to go through a whole thing here.
Well, of course you do. But look at there. See it there? Sign up with Facebook. Do you see it there?
I see it, Margaret. Don't grab the phone.
But you can sign up with Facebook. Why is he...
I don't know, you know.
Don't talk about me like I'm not here, okay?
I'm sorry, but I thought you were busy.
Yeah, I'm busy doing a radio show. Sign up with Facebook. So if I hit sign up with Facebook...
Well, I would think that that would take you directly to where you want to be, since you spend a lot of time on... Well, I understand you have to spend time on Facebook.
Yes, I do. Flipboard would like to access your basic profile info, list of friends. Why do they need my friends? Why?
They can't access it if they don't have it.
No, that's horse dung. They want a list of my friends so that they can bother them.
Well, you have to do it through them.
Don't sign up through Facebook, but I think that I agree with you. I wouldn't do it either. I don't use Facebook the way that a lot of you do. I keep very private.
What is Facebook doing?
Facebook's asking me for a list of friends, newsfeed, photos, likes, custom friend lips, custom friend...
Lips? What the hell?
Lists. Sorry.
Yeah, but you said lip.
Yeah, he said lips.
I said lip. Never mind what I said.
But well, who gives a sweet J.C. what he said? He corrected himself. God Almighty.
The general's right.
Thank you. It says it needs access to all of my photos, custom friend lists, and groups, as well as your friends' photos. Don't allow. So,
now you can't sign in the flip space.
It ain't called flip space, man. It's called, you know...
Look at it right there, man.
Yeah, look at... You see it there? It says can't sign in. See? See it there?
I see it, Margaret. Thank you.
God.
What, have I committed a mortal sin here?
Well, if you can't sign in, because flip space says that you can't.
Flip space? You mean Flipboard is telling me that I can't sign in now because I don't want to sign in now because I don't want them to have access to my thing, you know?
You need access to your thing.
Well...
Access to my account.
Phil, we're asking clarification, that's all.
Yeah.
You agree with that, General?
Yes, in certain instances, if you say that Flipspace... Flip...
It's a good thing he's not saying Flip Wilson, you know?
Who?
Never mind.
Flipspace, Flipboard...
Flipboard wants access to all of my information from Facebook, and I won't give it to them. I refuse.
Yay!
Thank you, bud. I refuse, so I will sign in at a later time when I have far more time and I can, enter the information as I so choose. Now, you know this band Pussy Riot? Well, this group apparently got attacked by Cossacks. Do you know what a Cossack is? I thought it was some guy on horseback with a sword and a fur hat that went through the crowd in Dr. Zhivago and beat everybody up, you know?
Well, they have Cossacks in Russia now.
Yes, they do.
Oh, that's romantic. It is rather romantic, isn't it?
Yeah, sure. It's real romantic, especially when they go wading into a group of music lovers and physically attack some band. That's what apparently happened in Russia. We're going to get on this. We also are going to talk to Jeff Dowder about it. Jeff Dowder, as you know, is the drummer with Dark Horse, as well as a music teacher, as well as a part-time instructor of mechanical physics at... Caltech University. Well, we're going to climb right back into this show here right after this commercial break. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Hey, don't forget to pick up the new Rudy Canoza Je T'aime La 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 Lovely T-shirt. It's in our store, and it's there for you. It is a fantastic addition to the online store. It's the Rudy Canoza Pink Ladies T-shirt. A la 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 la. We got to get Rudy back on here to do a little more plugging on that thing. All right, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com and online at philhenryshow.com. And welcome back to the program here. Why do I always feel like we're coming back from a break and we got some unfinished business?
Well, no, it was just that you had... You were talking about the, was it the Tesla, or...?
No, it was Phil was talking about his thing on Facefoot, or what is it?
Flipboard. And I just want to make sure we're all set there, so I'm going to enter the information when I want to. I'm not entering in...
Well, the general had a very legitimate question. He said I'm entering my thing.
Yeah.
No, General, I'm not putting sexual information... Wow.
Well, what does that mean, wow? Phil, I'm not a part of your world. I'm trying to understand the world you live in, you know?
Yeah, General, it sounded good.
What do you mean that sounded good?
Sound like you could be on TV. I'm trying to understand the world you live in. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, you could be like a narrator on a TV show, like Investigation Discovery, when they had like an axe murder or something.
Yeah, what about axe murder?
What is this guy talking about an axe murderer for?
He's saying you have a very distinctive narrative style with your voice when you said, I'm trying to understand. It sounded good.
Well, thank you, but that comes from years of giving men orders.
Well, that part doesn't sound good.
You have to get that fixed, General, because you do have a very stentorian tone. But when your voice cracks, you sound... I'm sorry, it... Are you familiar with the Viennese boys' choir? You know that they've been gelded. You know...
Okay, so let's not talk about that, if you don't mind.
Fine. Turn your eyes away from it.
God, how grotesque. All right, and I don't even want to know whether what you just said is true.
Well, I hear tell...
No. All right, anyway, welcome back to the program. Here we have Jeff Dowder on the line from Pasadena, California. We'll talk with Jeff here about this Cossack attack on the band Pussy Riot. This is the most bizarre thing, Jeff. Have you ever heard of anything like this? Have you ever, in your experience... we've certainly heard of the police breaking up rock and roll shows.
Oh, yeah, you know, but this is a militia, Phil, in the Russia, in the Soviet. You have to understand, it's no longer the Soviet Union. It's now called the Russian something, I don't know what, but it's...
There's no communist state there.
Right, it's no communist state. Now it is a free democracy that is free to do the things that it wants to do. And I think that in every democracy, there's going to be these stutter steps. I know you have me on the program on account of I'm a musician, but I think it's really cool to have me on to talk about it.
Why do you say that?
Well, I mean, is this Ms. Gray?
Yes, it's Margaret Gray. Why do you say that?
Well, I mean, because I'm a musician, I'm an artist, and I am aware of much of the repressiveness that has... you know, been done on us, and all of the artists around the world that had oppressions that was put on them and everything.
What do you know about this Cossack militia, though?
Well, apparently they attacked this group, Pussy Riot, and they came at them with horse whips today as they were trying to perform under a sign that was advertising the Sochi Olympics. And I hope I'm putting up, because I got people telling me it's really Sochi.
No, it is so. Who's telling you that?
A couple people have said to me, you know, you might want to clean that up before you go on the radio, because Sochi.
No, it's Sochi.
Okay. Apparently they were performing under a sign advertising the Sochi Olympics. As you know, they were in jail, and they've been, going at what's-his-name Putin and calling Putin a pussy boy and all that kind of thing, which, you know. But apparently they were on stage. They had on ski masks, and they was in downtown Sochi, and then they pulled out a guitar and a microphone, and all of a sudden here comes these 10 Cossacks, and some other security people. Moving in, and one of these Cossacks appeared to use like pepper spray. Another one had whipped several group members.
They used whips on these women?
Yes, ma'am. They did use whips on them, and others tried to rip off the ski mask, and then took the guitar and throwed it into a garbage can.
Now, what is a Cossack? Does anybody here know? Because I have to tell you, I don't know.
Well, my understanding is...
Now, hold on, Margaret. I believe I know.
Go ahead, General.
The Cossack is, as you indicated, Phil, the Cossack is an individual that wears the fur hat, has what looks like a sword, and rides a horse. And they, you know, I don't know much more than...
So, in other words, what you know about Cossacks, you saw Dr. Zhivago and Nicholas and Alexandra, something like that?
No, that's not all I know about. That's very insulting, Phil.
Well, then what is a Cossack?
I told you they got the fur hat on.
Didn't you? You had a fur hat at one time, Phil.
Yeah, Miss Jan, what happened to the fur hat you had?
I don't know what happened to the fur hat I had. What difference does it make?
You had a fur hat. That doesn't mean nothing. I mean, are you kidding me, Dickman?
Yeah, I'm just saying that Mr. Henry had a fur hat like the one they wear.
All right, did you have an authentic fur hat?
Yeah, I had an authentic fur hat. What has that got to do with the price of tea in China, man? You know?
What?
No, we're talking about the fur hat in Russia.
I understand.
Where did you get it?
Guys, we're getting sidetracked here.
Well, no, we're just curious because if you had an authentic fur hat, we're wondering, was it a Cossack's hat? Was it purchased in a souvenir store? You know,
I got it from my mother and father-in-law at the time. They had traveled to Russia. I think it was from them. And they came back with this fur hat. What happened to it? I have no idea. But yeah.
And it was made in Russia.
Yes. What difference does that make?
All right. Well, we're just trying to... What we're doing, Mr. Henry, is by a process of eliminations, trying to go to...
Please don't say eliminations, if you don't mind. I'm not trying to tell you how to run the show, Phil, but he did say eliminations.
Well, that is true. That's a...
Could be a...
It could be what?
Talk about a bowel movement.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say eliminations, you know.
No, that's fine, Mr. Doubter. Please feel free to continue to use that word, because I don't think it's going to really shock anybody and make them think of bowel movements, much as my staff may disagree.
Well, we are on record, though, disagree.
Yeah.
Yes, it goes... thank you very, very much for that.
All right, Phil.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Okay, so what I was going to say is... A Cossack, from my understanding, Mr. Henry, is the present-day Cossack was originally formed under the Tsar, and the Tsar needed these security troops. They were imperial security troops, okay? So, in other words, you had the Russian army, which was a conscript army on any given war, or like any given day of a war or something, and you had the naval, and you had...
What do you mean the naval?
I'm talking about the Navy. Yeah, the Navy and the Air Force. Well, they didn't have the Air Force. Well, they sort of did part of the Tsar's time, but not... That's the one thing the Tsar never really had was no Air Force because they didn't invent airplanes, you know.
Well, that is true, Phil. The airplane was not really in full use as a military... as a piece of military equipment until after the Tsar had lost his position.
That's great.
Well, why are you getting upset?
I'm not getting any closer to knowing what a Cossack is. Now, I heard you say, Jeff...
Yeah, I'm sorry, I gotta slow down.
Yeah, slow down now.
I'm sorry. A Cossack is...
Well, you're making him nervous, Phil.
Is a what?
You shouldn't have done that, Phil.
Am I making you nervous, Jeff?
No, I'm trying to formulate. I'm trying to find the right word. Okay, I'm trying to find the right word.
What about like it's a man? It's a man.
Yeah. Okay. A Cossack is a man. It's a man. Okay. We know that much. That much we do know. And,
now, I wonder how they found that out.
Oh, don't be such a smartass, Phil. The boy is trying to find the right word.
Yeah, Mr. Renner,
Well, come here, look, what is a Cossack? What's a Cossack?
I do have to point out, you just went, there was a little bit of almost phlegm and spit and debris in the back of your throat.
Thank you. What is a Cossack, Margaret?
Why would I know what a Cossack... Do you know what Cossacks have been accused of doing? Do you know the women? Do you know the crimes? Do you know the animals that those people are? And you're asking me, what's a Cossack, Margaret? Do you think I have...
Margaret?
Do you think I've got intimate information?
Miss Gray, no one's saying that.
Please, just keep out of it. Do you think I have intimate information about that?
No, ma'am, I do not.
Then why are you asking me?
Because I'm asking everybody that I can find. I may walk out into the street here in a few minutes and ask people out there. I may go to the library, all while we're on the air. We have a break coming up? Good, bud. Can you,
Yeah, go to Wikipedia and everything. There's a million places.
That's it. Right there. He said it. You go onto that you go on Wikipedia,
Wikipedia. It's Wikipedia.
Yeah, see, you butchered it.
Yeah, it's called Wikipedia. It's not Wikipedia. Who said Wikipedia?
I'm afraid I did. You got a problem with that? I'll give you my home phone number. We could have coffee. My wife will serve pie and ice cream. And then I can take you out back for a good old-fashioned...
Yeah? A good old-fashioned what? You know, man on man?
Oh, what's your name, sir?
You know, sir, I don't have...
All right, hold on, please, and we're going to be... General.
Well, what is this guy's story?
He's not saying anything. He's Everybody's getting... I want to find out what a Cossack is, all right? That's all I want to know. I don't care about anything else. I don't care if the world ends. Now I'm on a mission. I think Jeff was close to telling us it is the original Cossacks were like an imperial guard of some kind or an imperial force, but we'll find out. These are the slobs that attacked this band Pussy Riot as they attempted to perform at the Olympics, the Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia, today, this here day of a Wednesday. Now, yesterday, if you were in Sochi, Russia, but that's if you were there. And
yeah, we get it, Phil.
Thank you. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Back with Jeff Dowder on Pussy Riot and what a Cossack is in a moment. And it's the world famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. With me is Jeff Dowder from Pasadena, California tonight, Professor Dowder, a part-time professor of mechanical physics at Caltech, also a drummer with the band Dark Horse, appearing every weekend at Mr. Pooh's in Hermosa Beach. You've been there for as long as we've been talking to you, Jeff.
Yeah, it's quite a run. We're very, very proud of it, and certainly do hope that it will continue as long as it can.
We're talking about the Pussy Riot, the band being attacked by Cossacks, and I had just the simple question of what is a Cossack, and Bud, you were able to find out some information?
Yeah, the Cossack, you gotta understand...
Does he have to yell?
Back off.
Well, I mean, the Cossack is a member of a democratic semi-military... Well, I can't even read it.
Yeah, let me look at that. The Cossack... Oh, there's too much Russian here.
Well, the Cossack...
Here, I'll do it.
Give me the... Don't... Let me read it, please. First of all, it looks like the Cossack is an ethnic group, Jeff. Do you know anything about this?
Well, I'm not familiar with Cossacks other than the fur hats they wear.
What is it with this fur hat? I thought we were going to get some erudition and some scholarship.
Well, Margaret, you're the one that was querying Phil about whether the hat he wore looked like something out of one of those... what was the Dr. Zhivago movie you said, Phil?
That Dr. Zhivago's got nothing to do with what we're talking about right now, okay?
I agree with Mr. Henry. Let's clean it up a little. I mean, I'm not trying to, run your show for you, Mr. Henry, but...
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd say to everybody on the panel in the studio, for the purposes of listening to the show tonight...
You're yelling into the phone.
I'm sorry, but for the purposes of the people with the listening to the phone, that are listening to a phone tonight...
You mean listening to a radio?
I'm sorry, listening. Well, I mean, you would be listening to a smartphone if you're listening to the phone and you're hearing the show on a tune-in or listen live or something like that, then you would be listening to a phone. But also, you're listening to a phone.
Yeah, I understand. So what's the story with the Cossacks?
Well, the story with the Cossack is the following. It seems to have been an ethnic group that first started, as an ethnic group. And that means they kind of just sort of... I don't know.
Yeah, they evolved up from apes that way, right?
Well, they didn't evolve up from apes like that. I mean, there's a big long thing that's got to happen from the time you're ape-like to the time that you become a guy. You know what I'm saying?
What are you talking about?
Well, what I mean is,
can we dispense with this idiocy?
So what are you trying to say, Jeff?
Well, I'm trying to answer what Bud said. That the Cossacks, yeah, they're an ethnic group, and they originated in southern Russia and the Ukraine. They're part of a democratic society, and they're known to be martial-like, and that means military-like, because of the independence of these people and the fact that they had to do battle with the warlords and stuff, which is kind of a cool part of Russian history on account of the warlords.
Yeah, I've been reading about warlords and stuff. It's pretty bitchin' general. You read about it?
Well, I know a little bit about the history of warlords. It's not, as you say, bitchin', because there is quite a bit of violence in these tales.
Tell us what about a warlord in Russia?
Well, the warlords of Russia, of course, were very, in their way, violent. The very earliest warlords from the Asian plains... we're Genghis Khan.
Yeah, I heard about him in a movie.
All right, we're not talking about John Wayne's Genghis Khan, though. We're talking about very serious...
Oh, yeah, we're talking about very serious customers. Attila the Hun was a very serious customer, as was Genghis Khan. And when I say customer, I don't just mean how they were in battle. I mean that they were very, very tough to bargain with. If you wanted to sell horses, if you were dealing in silks, or you were dealing in spices, they were very tough customers.
So you're not joking?
Well, I meant it as a bit of a joke, but it is also true.
Oh, all right. Well, that's very good.
Well, you know, if you don't want to laugh at it, don't laugh. I don't give a damn.
In general, I think trying to be funny in the middle of all of this...
If I could just jump in and say, getting back to what Bud said, that they come up from the ape level. Yeah, they did, man. But, you know, between the time that humans was apes and humans became Cossacks, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that went down, you know?
Well, like what?
Well, first of all, you're... Okay, I was an ape, now I'm a human. Okay, that's cool. Now what am I going to do? Well, I guess I'll go and get something to eat, man.
What's the difference between that and being an ape? Sounds to me like we didn't make no progress at all.
What are you guys getting bogged down in this horse dung for? Okay, let's talk about the Cossacks, not about what happened after we evolved from being...
Well, Phil, it serves you right.
It serves me right?
I mean, I'm just trying to go with the flow here, Mr. Henry. I'm not trying to do a boogie step on someone else's waxed floor. You dig what I'm putting down?
Yeah, sure.
What the heck? Whatever you just said, I want a double shot of that. Let me say something, can I?
Well, I'd like to hear some real information here.
All right, I tell you what we're going to do.
No, hold on. Here's what the Cossack was indeed an ethnic group. There's quite a few Cossacks from quite a number of different regions of Russia, and they are known in contemporary times as a paramilitary force in some ways. They certainly were during World War II and during the Tsar's time in 19th century Russia. To that end, I think we can be assured of the fact they were loyal to the Tsar.
Okay, that's what I want to know. So, because it sounds like they're an independent group of guys.
Yeah, no, that's that, General. Thank you very much for that. Yeah.
Well, why are you the guest when I'm the guy giving all the good information?
Because, what? I mean...
Mr. Henry?
Well, Jeff, because Jeff is a musician, and I want to get his perspective from the standpoint of...
Yeah, Donna Cat of the Pussy Riot.
Yeah, you really like saying that word, don't you?
I noticed that, too.
Well, that's what it is.
Well, I don't know. What are you talking about now?
The Cossacks attacked a group of musicians, a musical group. The Pussy Riot's the name of the group.
Oh. See, that's what I got confused about. I was talking to my wife, Patsy. I said, get a load of the filthy hole on this guy here. We were listening to your program, and you were talking about this the Pussy Riot. And I said, get a load of the filthy hole on Phil tonight. And Patsy's the one that said, you really ought to wake up and smell the beans because Phil's talking about something that's happening right now in your world. And she pointed at me because she always likes to sound like she's doing a news show. Well, in any event...
Okay, that's fine, General. Let's get back... Thank you. Let's get back to Jeff. Go ahead.
Well, he's not saying anything.
Excuse me. Yes, I am, ma'am. First of all, the Cossacks... Okay, all right, and everything the General said. Okay, now... The Cossacks are identified sort of with traditional Russian societies and are utilized as a paramilitary force. Many of the Cossacks that you did seen taking a whip to these women. I mean, you know, I got to be honest with you. It's pretty brutal, man, taking a whip.
They did what?
They whipped those women.
Well, that is why we even have relations with a country like this?
It's Russia, Margaret. It's Russia. It's Mother Russia. It's a big-ass country. You can't not have diplomatic relations. It's an unbelievable state of affairs, but this is how they deal with dissent in that country.
Yeah, but here's the thing, man. I thought it wasn't communism no more. You know what I'm saying about that?
Well, very good point. There you go.
It's true that it's not a communist state, and as such is not the traditional police state we associate with the communists, but it is Russia still, and Russia has always dealt in this manner. You know, folks, Russia doesn't have a deep tradition of democracy. They had the Tsar for hundreds and hundreds of years, and then they had communism. Democracy? They don't know what the hell that is. All they know, you know...
Well, you're saying all they know is a whip... and a cudgel or a
What's a cudgel?
It's like something you hit someone with.
Like a shillelagh?
A shillelagh? What is he?
You let her finish.
It's saying that the Russian people, because they're used to the whip, the cudgel, the truncheon, and the baton, that's all they're worthy of. And I think that dehumanizes and is indecent.
Well, Ms. Gray, I agree with you in principle, but also there's something called reality, you know? And we got to deal with the reality that the reality is, you know, that the Cossack comes up from the ape. I mean, I don't want to go all the way back to ape time like Mr. Henry said not to.
Forget about where we were. The Cossacks have come up from very deep, deep traditional Russian roots, and they have come up as a paramilitary and, as Jeff said, a martial society.
Now, how are you spelling martial?
M-A-R-T-I-A-L.
Oh, as in martial law?
Yes.
All right, Phil, I'm just asking.
Yeah, well, see, I'm glad Mr. Henry said that's like Marshall Dillon, right? Same thing.
No, Marshall Dillon was M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L.
What about L.A. County Marshal?
M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L.
All right, and what about Marshall McLuhan?
Will you forget it?
Yeah, well, but...
All right, hold that thought.
Well, what are you getting upset for? I find this fascinating.
It's great if we could get some information.
Well, Phil, you asked the question, what's a Cossack? By God, we're finding out. And there's a great, it's a very colorful world filled with whips and, well...
Yeah, it's full of whips and chains and everything, and that's bad. But also the fur hat.
What is it with you and the fur hat, man? You're really down with that fur hat, aren't you?
Yeah, I wish you still had a fur hat, Mr. Henry.
I wish I still had that fur hat, too.
Well, what happened to it?
I don't know, man. You know, Marie and I, we split up. And when you split up, guess what else gets split up? All the stuff you own gets split up. I have no idea where that hat went. And I love that hat. I never looked good in it. You know, here's the funny thing about hats. Ever since I was a kid, I've always loved hats. I've always loved wearing hats. What are you checking your watch for, General?
Well, we're burning daylight, aren't we?
You know, this is the Phil Henry Show. Do you mind if I,
Go ahead, Phil. It's okay, General.
Oh, it's okay, General, huh?
I won't. I'm sorry.
You guys are talking to each other, and every time I turn to look at one or the other of you, you're giving me the smile and going, ha, ha, ha. What are you saying to each other?
I'm trying to tell him not to hack you off, because then you'll get all insecure, okay? There, I've said it out over the air.
Anyway, I've always loved hats, and I've always liked to put them on. I dig them. But that fur hat, man, and I look lousy in a lot of hats, and that fur hat that my mother and father-in-law brought back from Russia, I put that thing on, and I looked like about 500 yards of jackball on that one.
Well, you know, it's too small, man.
That's true.
Yeah, if you put on one of those Cossack fur hats that's too small and it's perched on your head like a thimble, oh, you would. You'd look like a jackass, you know.
Is that nuts? The French of jackass, which...
It gives a little extra added meaning, yeah.
The jackass.
Yes. Well, Phil, I know you don't have much patience with that.
I think the jackass is,
I've already said, Robert, it's the French of jackass. It gives it a little more push and,
Yeah, a little more of the push.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, yes, I looked like a jackass. There's no question about it.
And I know when you're being sarcastic. Thank you very much. I'm going to go in and use the toilet. Are we in a break?
Not yet, but everyone knows now you're going in to use the toilet.
And I said that I would courtesy... I was going to say I'm going to courtesy flush, bud, so you don't have to go in and do it when we're on the air. God.
All right, folks. Thank you, Margaret, for that. That was just magnificent, man. We'll be right back on a world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, and we'll finish up here with the Cossacks. And more to the point, we'll finish up with the story as it presents itself from Russia and Pussy Riot. Phil Henry Show. Famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com and online at TuneIn. So we're trying to get the Cossack question answered here. Jeff Dowder is with us from Temple City, California. You're actually in Temple City tonight, Jeff. Good to be talking with you. Dr. Ron Tarner is going to join us as well. Dr. Tarner, an educator at L.A. Canyon College, and the good doctor Dr. Turner is with University of Denver, isn't he?
Yeah, Dr. Turner, well, I don't know about that. He's at the Mountain Meadow.
He's an astronomer.
Oh, he's at the Astronomical Society. He's at the observatory. That's the word I'm looking for. So we're going to have Dr. Turner on here while his specialty and his area of expertise is, of course, astronomy. He also has been very, very helpful to us in matters having to do with other disciplines, including history. Dr. Ron Turner on the line with us now from Denver, Colorado. Dr. Turner, how are you?
Phil, I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me on your program.
And we're on with Jeff Dowder. Jeff is a fellow educator from, does a little bit of part-time work at Caltech.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm sorry?
Hey, how are you doing? It's Jeff Dowder.
Oh, I'm good. Are you, you're with Caltech. Are you in the science department there?
Yeah, mechanical physics, man.
I'm sorry, I'm having a difficult time hearing you.
I'm mechanical physics, and I also have a band.
Okay, mechanical physics, and he has a band.
Yeah, he's a musician, and we're talking about the reason why I have Jeff on is because he's talking with us about the band Pussy Riot. Are you familiar with this?
Well, I only know what I know, Phil, from the news reporting, but I understand that they're an interesting group of young ladies who ran afoul, I believe, of Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, he ran afoul, all right. They took a whip to the head, and a couple of them took one off the head, you know.
Okay. What do you require it be?
Well, we want to know, Dr. Turner, about Cossacks and what you may have. And the other thing we want to know is their affinity or their affiliation with the powers that be in Russia. It seems that Cossacks are always there at the side of the Russian, they're like the fist of the Russian government, whether it's maybe not the communists so much as the czar and now the democratic society.
Well, you just said a mouthful there, Phil, because the Cossacks absolutely are from the imperial past of Russia. And I think you need to know that the Cossacks did not extend much in the way of military force during the communist years, because they represented an old elitist school. There were a great many Cossacks that were in the Red Army and later the Soviet Army, but they did not, they were not constituted as a unit.
Yeah, okay, if I could just jump in here for a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Cossacks was, you know, you know a lot about it and everything, but the Cossacks were the ones that went into Germany and attacked all the people and everything.
Well, those were Red Army members. You can't really say they were all Cossacks.
Well, I thought they had the fur hat.
Okay, I'm not a. I don't know where the discussion's gone here.
Well, the fur hat thing is way off base. I don't think that fur hat means anything.
Well, you don't think it means anything. Every time you see a Cossack, you've got a fur hat.
Okay, so is that where this is? Is this, in other words, the level of the discussion this evening, Phil?
Well, when you say the level, yeah, no, we're having a good discussion. It's just we seem to be hung up on the fact that there's...
No, it's not hung up, Dr. Tudor.
My name is Ron Turner, Dr. Ron Turner.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. No, what we're saying is the fur hat, okay, have you ever seen the fur hat?
If you're talking about the traditional fur hat that Russian citizens wear, yes.
Okay. Well, when have you ever seen a cassock that didn't have no fur hat? I know I'm not talking as good as you because you're educated.
Well, but you're a professor at Caltech, so...
Of mechanical physics. That's not a professor of talking or anything.
A professor of talking. I got a lot to do here, Phil. Is there anything else you need?
Okay, Ron, I you know, all I was saying...
Okay, Phil, then thanks very much.
All right, is he gone?
Yes, he's gone, and I think he's very offended by you having him on and engaging in this jackball conversation with Mr. Dowder. I think that you might have done well by inserting yourself, Phil.
Well, now watch it, Margaret, the way you say inserting yourself.
I beg your pardon?
In other words, I should have taken a more active hand.
Yes. And by the way, General, you sound exactly like Professor Turner.
Well, I consider that to be an insult, speaking of the way I just listened to that clown on the program. He wasn't answering any questions. I think he treated Professor Dowder, and I know you're not a professor, I thought he treated him with great disrespect.
Well, thank you very much. I agree with you, and I don't think, what are you talking about, sounded like him.
No, the quality of his voice is exactly like yours.
Well, that may well be, and that will be one of his redeeming characters, because the man sounds like an ass on high.
An ass on high.
Just don't even talk to me about it. Where are the wafers? I told you I want vanilla wafers in here, not in there.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait. Hold on. Wait. Don't tell him what to do.
I'm sorry, Phil, but I thought I was clear on this.
Let's go get the wafer now.
I want more than one wafer.
Okay. Thank you. We don't have to hear what the general needs in terms of wafers.
What are you talking about, a wafer?
We're talking to General Shaw about his need for vanilla wafers. All right. Jeff, thank you very much. Good luck with the band this weekend. I'd like to know more about Pussy Riot, but we got to move on.
Yeah, any band called that, I'd like to know more about.
All right. So there's Jeff Dowder on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, Dr. Ron Tarner, Galen Shaw, who's off to get a vanilla wafer and a Yoo-Hoo because someone said he sounds just like Dr. Ron Tarner. And maybe he does.
Maybe they're related.
Yeah, maybe they're related. Maybe they're not. All right, we're going to be back here on the Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Don't forget to visit our online store because the Rudy Canoza, la-la-la-la-la, pink ladies' T-shirts is in there. Go get one now. Phil Henry Show.